Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada was sitting on a straw mat on the sunny balcony of the Calcutta temple about to receive a message from his servant when a new disciple, Panchadravida Dasa, approached to ask a few questions. Prabhupada, I used to be a musician, said Panchadravida. So could I be a musician again and just play music for Krishna? Yes, said Prabhupada, you can do that. Prabhupada spoke calmly, relaxing under the hands of his massaging servant. But then there will still be some karma you will have to accept. Well, maybe that's not what I should do then, said Panchadravida. But it's just that brahmachari life is a little difficult for me. In the life of a brahmachari, you have to live under very institutional conditions. A few other devotees had gathered around, watching Prabhupada and listening to his words. The sound of birds and street noises filled the air. You can be a brahmachari and live outside the temple, said Prabhupada. Really? Panchadravida was surprised to hear such liberal concessions. But again, Srila Prabhupada qualified it. Yes, you can live outside, follow the four principles and be a brahmachari. But of course, if you did that, you wouldn't be part of our movement. Oh, Panchadravida sounded disappointed. Well, maybe Prabhupada, he continued, maybe I can get married? Yes, said Prabhupada in a leisurely, tolerant manner. You could do that if you like. Panchadravida decided to ask no more questions and he excused himself from Prabhupada's presence. Later, some of the senior devotees told Panchadravida that they had never heard Srila Prabhupada speak quite like that, sanctioning whatever his disciple had asked for. Panchadravida wasn't satisfied. The following day, he happened to be outside Prabhupada's room just as Srila Prabhupada was looping his Brahmanical thread around his ear as he prepared to enter the bathroom. Seeing his spiritual master, Panchadravida spoke his mind again. Srila Prabhupada, you know yesterday I asked you all those questions and you said I could do so many things, play music, live as a brahmachari outside the temple or get married. So I'm a little confused. I was wondering if I do these things, will I have your blessings? Prabhupada cast a penetrating glance into his disciple's eyes and replied, why are you asking so many stupid questions? If you do not know what the spiritual master wants, how do you expect to have his blessings? Srila Prabhupada then walked away and entered his bathroom. Panchadravida was left with his first lesson of spiritual life. Do what the spiritual master wants. And he also better appreciated by the way Srila Prabhupada was dealing with him, that Prabhupada was transcendental, not an ordinary being of this world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.